The attacks by local fighters in northern Mali have raised much international concern, leading to a special donor conference held in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. African leaders and international officials have pledged both cash and humanitarian aid to the country.
The overall amount which was pledged today here reached the amount of $455.53 million. $455.53 million. In addition, contributions in training, equipment, and other forms of assistance, such as weapon systems and ammunitions.
The funds have been allocated to the African-led military force, AFISMA, as well as the training of the Malian troops. The United Nations authorized the formation of AFISMA under the auspices of Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS. The intended funds have been raised, but only through pledges. Now it remains to be seen how fast the donors will act to get the pledged cash and military support into Mali. Meanwhile, Malian President Dinkuda Traore says his country is looking forward to a peaceful political transition.
More importantly, Mali wants a constitutional return of the state of Mali. Our determination is to organize most urgently elections before July 2013 in a transparent and free manner.
Merci au nom du peuple malien. Merci au nom de notre sous-région et de l'Afrique toute entière. Merci beaucoup.
When the idea of a FISMA intervention in Mali was developed, a target of 3,300 troops was set. However, the involvement of Chad, which has pledged up to 2,000 troops, means the force could be much bigger. Colette Onjoi for Press TV in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.